The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Father, we just thank you because you are a dwelling place and you are an hiding place. From the storms, eternal Father, you have been a place of shadow. You have been a city of refuge. For man, we thank you, Jesus, that you have consecrated for us through the vein of your flesh the new and the living way, that we all might run and lay hold upon the hope that is behind the veil. Where no power of hell, nor death, where no longer the sting of death, nor the strength of sin, nor the victory of death confine us. We thank you because in that everlasting habitation, the strength of sin cannot penetrate. We thank you because in that everlasting refuge, the sting of grave does not have power. We thank you because of that everlasting abode, the victory of death cannot reach. For that is where you have laid for yourself, your beloved Son. Where you wait and look for that blessed hope, even the glorious appearing of the great God and our salvation, the Lord Jesus. We thank you for that mercy that you have raised for us. We thank you, God, for help and the shining of your face and your countenance. We rejoice in your goodness to us. You are so good. You are good. You are good to us. Thank you because of your goodness to us. Thank you because you have laid air for us in Zion. We thank you because of what you have done and what you are doing. We exalt you, Son of God. We thank you, Eternal Father. I ask this day that you take my heart, you take my mind, you will take my thought process. You will take me and you will take the breath to me within, O God, that you will ride me like on your horse. You will direct the course of my thought. I look up to you for mercy, Jesus. I look up to you, mercy, my Father. I look up to you, mercy, eternal Spirit, even the seventh Spirit of God that is burning like a flame of fire before the throne. I ask for mercy. I ask for mercy. I receive mercy. I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive abundance of mercy. Oh, for with you a multitude of mercy. For with you a loving kindness and your tender mercy. I receive your tender mercy. I hope us that this day that you open, O God, your very self, O God. Eternal refuge. You open yourself, O God. Everlasting ID place, you open up yourself. Jesus, the Son of God, you are the ark of the covenant and the testimony of God. You will be open to us this day. You will show us mercy, O God, that we partake of that living oracle of God. We ask for your mercy, Jesus. Help us, our Father. Show us your kindness. Oh, cause us to experience your love. Cause us to experience your tender mercy and your kindness, oh God, for you love us with everlasting love, and with your coming kindness you will draw us, oh God. Like my being, like Moses of old, that I say, if I find grace in your sight, show me thy ways. Cause us to see face to face, oh God, your marvelous work and your great work, oh God. Thank you, my Father. Oh, I thank you, my Father. Oh, yes. Thank you for the gift of change. Yes. Thank you for the power of liberty. Breaking forth liberty, liberty, conversion, change. That this world will not just be letters only, but that be the writing of your law in our heart and the giving of your living testimony upon the fledged tables of the heart, Father. You will show us mercy and you are bound to us in great grace, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. I ask for favor, O God, that you will show me favor from your side. I also find favor from your sons and your daughters in the house, O God, that this world might come today, that they may receive your word with meekness, O God. Oh God, show me favor before your saints, O God. Let me find favor, O God. Let me find favor that we will not contend with the world. They will not wrestle with the world. That your heart is so favorably disposed to your word this afternoon. Show me favor and let me find favor in the sight of your children tonight, O God. Thank you, my Father. I give you glory, Son of God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you.
I bring a cup tanika fragrance, coming no cover tanika leaf fragrance, even the comment of refreshing a canyon to fetch bella kita, says the spirit, canana vekan eva tolika pata. I bring you odors, odors of life, odors of life, odors of life, fragrance of life, fragrance of life, oh, odors of life, odors of life, odors of life, from the sanctuary of God, from the hidden place, from the hidden place. I bring you aromas of life, fragrance of life, fragrance of life, fragrance of life, odors, odors, smells of life, smells of life, etana vichu, free to nekamate, free to nepanatamaka, feno kamuna sofetanika, efifon docene vifon talika, mimana papenofiko genitala, fragrance, fragrance, and also I grant you interpretation to fragrance, interpretation, accurate interpretation, because I have filled this room with my aroma. I have filled this room with a fragrance, with a fragrance of a kind of life which must be interpreted. So kapanovite, even if you know conja kapasinatala. So I bring you entrance into interpretation, entrance into full understanding of this order, of this smell, of this order, of this order, of this order. I bring you tongue to understand. I give you tongue to interpret. I give you tongue to interpret. Tongue for interpreting. Even the tongue, to the definite tongue, not only to interpret but to write, but also to write the content of this fragrance, to arrive in the content of this fragrance. Feel the content of this fragrance. I bring liberty to write upon souls, says the Spirit. Is the Spirit for life must be learned, and more life must be learned. Life and more life. I bring you the atmosphere of the school of God. To interpret the words of incorruptibility, to interpret the words of incorruption, to interpret the words and bring into proper calibration in the phases and states of the souls of men, the words that will save all, I grant you even today the fertile, even the ambience of the school of God, the place of the school of God, where all can learn God, where all can understand God, where all can receive God. Yes, says the Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus. We honor you, Son of God. I want to acknowledge you, Jesus. The Lord is here in our midst this afternoon. And is here with the angel that holds forth his testimony. There's that smell. There's that feeling, there is that small, strong presence of this angelic being, is the angel of the Lord. He ministers things of the testimony, things of everlasting covenant. He's here. I want to say, acknowledge you. And you are here with host of angels to minister Isaac. You are here to give Isaac that we might see, not just eyesight. You are here with eyesight that we might see. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for strength to the bodies. Thank you because weakness of the body have been taken away. You are giving vitality and everlasting strength. I honor you. I identify you, Jesus. I honor you, Jesus. I honor you, and I identify the angel of the Lord that is here with you. Your entourage, your envoy of heaven. I thank you, Lord. I give you praise. Thank you, Son of God. Amen. Thank you so much, worship team. Thank you, Sars. And let me appreciate them. Thank you so much. Let me by thanking Jesus, the Son of God, that is make it possible for us to know these things, to be hearing them and to see them. there are things that are hid, not just from the wise and the prudent of this world, but they were also hid from the prophets and the kings. There are two different people in that book of Luke chapter 10. They were hid from the prudent and the wise of this world, but they were also hid from the prophets and the wise. I'm talking about those are the kings then that came into understanding of things. The prudent and the wise are those, you know, they are those in the world. They didn't open it to them because they are wise, which 1 Corinthians chapter 1 we are talking about the wise and the prudent of this world. They could not have access to this. But not just only the wise, but also the prophets and also the kings. Men that were kings could not also, and that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things that you see and have not seen them, and to hear those things that you hear but have not heard them. I want to thank Jesus because he said it in that Luke chapter 10, that when he told them that they should not rejoice because spirits were subject to them, he said rather they should rejoice that their names, he said they should rejoice. They should not rejoice, but they should still rejoice. Don't rejoice because of others, but rejoice that your name are written in heaven. Well, your name to be written in heaven is not that there is a book in heaven. Your name to be written, I mean, you are doing what is registering in before the throne. What to register? Your name to listen to me. You are registering. You are becoming more visible in heaven. You may not be visible to your name is not colorfully. Your name is your being is gaining visibility in heaven. And what gave them that visibility? He make mention of it in few verses after that. I say, at that same hour, when it was said that they should rejoice in something, then it will also rejoice. And that same hour, Jesus rejoiced in the spirit. And he now said, what should men rejoice in? He rejoiced in the spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hid these things from the wise and the prudent, and have revealed them unto babes. Telling them that you, this audience, you are becoming babes. That's your destination. What the wise and the prudent cannot do, and what they eat from the prophet and the kings, they are revealing to you. And you're going to rejoice in the spirit and say, I thank your Father, because you have eaten for the wise and the prudent, and you are revealing to be. For even so it seemed good in thy sight. Yeah, verse 21. All things, what make him rejoice, that all things are delivered to me of my Father. I have delivery. They just brought forth some consignment and they have delivered it to me. Heaven just sent four emissaries to come and deliver things to me, and they have been delivering it. I tell you, Father, all things are delivered to me by my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is. No man knoweth who the Son is, but the Father who is in well, but who the Father is, for the Son, and to whom the Son will reveal him. And no one said, but blessed are your eyes because you hear these things, and your eyes because they see these things. I want to appreciate Jesus for that mercy that our generation has found, just like the early church has found, for us to hear this thing, to see this thing. May the Lord cause us to do well in the name of Jesus. Can we have it, sir? Yes, sir.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hakiniante kapraste viviendo gravaliente. Oh, for many who should be saved. Many should be saved by keeping order. Keep order. For I save this one as an ensign to a generation. I save them as an example for a generation. A generation that should stay under. That should stay under and align with order. And align with order. For they are spirits. Evil spirits. That want to cut you off. Stay under. And in due time, you will be raised.
Thank you so much, sir. Eshiga.
We're approaching a day that lawlessness would not be tolerated. You are coming close. You are coming close. Disorderliness, lawlessness cannot be tolerated. You won't be able to come near. Align your heart. Stay on the alignment. Let your heart align with order, even divine order that I have set in the church. For there lies your safety. For there lies your arrival. Oh, you desire to come to light, but there is a set order that will bring you to the light. Stay and follow the order, and then you will come into the light.
Thank you so much, sir. The issue of order is very, very important. There was a time that when you are dealing with the things of God, you don't do it anyhow. If you are interested in the things of God, if you are not interested in the things of God, you are free to do it anyhow. I know when Reverend Martin was saying a lot of things, I know it was saying to some of us. Because why he was saying for some of us, because God has cheated us on a lot of things. I was saying, Pastor Fayo, we don't know what is happening. A lot is happening outside. But beyond that also, if you're interested about the things of God, and that's what I'm talking about, majorly from the things of everlasting unto eternal things, one of the things that has to be is that order has to be kept. For after David became the king, he was so desired that in the days of Saul didn't suck the Lord. He didn't suck the Lord after the pattern of constituted order. He didn't saw the law. They were still worshiping, they were going to temple, but he was not ready for what they called God thing. He was okay with all the bull killing and all those, the candlestick was okay with it. But he was limited. That's why God could not judge his infirmities the way God could judge David. Because there was something that David was entire. So what David wants makes God to avenge him. But Saul was not interested in God. But he was just wanted to just be a good Israelite. Just do some few things. He's more interested in establishing his own kingdom. But David was not interested about establishing his own kingdom. He was more interested in the world, of God. He wants God. He wants to own God. When you read all his psalms, you will find out that's his cry, that's his desire. He just wants God. But Saul was not an easy there. Saul just that people want something, but they want God in a measure. They are not interested in the whole counsel of God. So they are not. David was interested in the whole counsel of God because God said, "I'll find David, a man after my own heart, which I do all my way." And like Paul said, I've not neglected to show the whole counsel of God. So because David was interested in the whole counsel of God, okay, so if you say you're interested, people are not always interested in the whole counsel. But you want to do all my will, which is my own counsel, okay? There's a man of discipline that comes with the whole counsel of my counsel if you want it. And so David decided to go and take the ark, because the ark has the things of everlasting and eternal. and he entered to trouble. Someone died. Uzzah died. Uzzah wanted to help God. Uzzah, don't know, when you get to the zone of everything of God, you do not dive into it. He died. And David said, "Should I just be like every king? Everybody I've been serving you without bringing ark. Let me just resign to the status quo that you have been in the land. Leave the ark where it belongs to. We still go to temple. There are priests there. Like the Galilee, we observe the feast of Tabernacle, feast of Passover, Pentecost. And in the day of atonement, if there's anything, at least they just enter and come out. At least everybody do that thing. There's no need to touch blood. It's okay. There's nobody that, nothing that will kill everybody. As long as they can maintain the order, that thing there, don't ever say fire. Make sure you use some incense and just be fine. Everything is fine. God is come. God is blessing everybody. We harvest our yam, our cucumber. Everything is fine. It's okay. The land is not in trouble. When we fight our battle, we win our war. We are okay. It's okay. And there's no much assault. It's okay. It's safe to be. This place is safe because it's a familiar ground. It's about that caring of bringing the heart thing, bringing God's thing, begin to talk about everlasting, eternity. I don't think it's confusing. I'm not interested about it. But Christ is okay. Christ is a safe zone that we can be because Christ is the priestly operation. We still have covenant of life and peace in the land. We have covenant. Every battle we go, God give us peace from our enemy. It's okay. It's okay. Entry to everlasting covenant, trying to dive into things that I don't understand, that you will need Urim and Thummim to be able to divide, light and perfection thing. I'm not interested about those things. Those things are too complex. But we are trying to venture into it. We just lost a life. I'm not just saying. I'm saying these are part of our experience in the campus in those days. Part of our. We have death. One day we lost a brother and a sister. Even just a day. Some people we lost, we didn't find them. Whether they are dead, they are alive, we don't notice today. Yes, they just went to park, and from park, nothing again. There's someone that got to his house. As he stepped into the house, he just collapsed and snum and died. He traveled from Adiokiti to Lagos. He gives his parents, he just slumped and died. We had to start repenting for years. Repenting after that, I still want to do ministry. Pastor Dimeji went to business consulting. I went into ICT. GSM selling. I just don't do my account. I was not interested. I don't want to do ministry. I want to serve God. Use my money to do those who want to do ministry. Do it, JJ. Let me just be making my money, loving my wife, having my kids, and serving Jesus. I don't want trouble. They are exactly like David. That was what I want. I don't want trouble. Let me stay in familiar ground. I went back to my Agin. I was reading my Agin. Yes, I just started reading my Agin. Reading my Agin. I will teach healing. Anytime I will saw my evening, I confess my gospel. I was okay with that, was saved, gently. I was just reading my Bible, waking up, go to fellowship, come back. Pastor Dimeji, go to Pastor Poju Covenant Christian, let faith seminar. It's okay. Leave anything mystery alone, let him be on his own. I stay on my own, everything is good. They be a good brother, a good sister. It's okay. That was, we all of us resigned to that. Myself, Pastor Dimeji, Pastor Tosin. So this thing is not a boast. It's a work of pure mercy. And often when people don't know, people just think, people say this Reverend case, but I just see loss. It's not that. If there's anything that you are saying today, it was too powerful to bring us back to it. God has to shut everything down. Every business or Pastor Dimitri business drank dry. Pastor Tosin started business 3 times. He crumbled. I know them. Everything. Right? When hunger wanted to feed Pastor Dimitri, he had to start repenting. God, I will go back. I will go back. I will go back. Pastor Tosin, this was so hard. His wife came to him and said, God is calling to ministry. You are refusing. This, you say you want to offer. Oh, you say, don't be Jonah. I will speak to somebody. I will speak to all. I was doing business. I was doing fine. And they enter debt. They say, hold on, Lord, they will do a project. They will tell you, the day you want to deliver the project, there will be traffic on the road of Tomela Bridge. And you have a project of 7 million. We executed it with 4.5 million or 4.8 to go to 5 million. There was project and it was an event. I was in advertising and branding. The project is happening live. We can't get to guess for a million that they rejected the whole thing from you. Is it the one with Tyre and Sidon who they rejected? You print a calendar, you print things, they will reject it. They will say, does not print. One printer will just make mistake. And they will reject the whole job. Terrible debts. I was paying debts 2 years after I started doing business. I'm not joking. I was servicing debts. I was servicing debts because of disobedience. I will call people on Saturday night. Oh, we are meeting in the morning. Yes, I will be sending you on Monday morning by 10 p.m. meeting at the office. You will call on Monday morning. You will not hear from the job. Maybe it's in the meeting. Let me go and wait for him. Or oh, her. You have left the office from the Ikeja. You are on the Terminal Bridge. You are about to death on a delay. You want to descend. You call. The person has been calling since 7 o'clock. Is the meeting still holding? You don't call. Ah, sorry. I just received a memo that I need to be in my Port Harcourt office. And you have left your office. You have to now get to a day to go and turn on bridge to go back to Ikeja. It's the face traffic again. Or is it a place that you will have talked, you have been, because you have people inside, they brought you invoice, you pay your invoice, you have been talking to the MD directly. You are on the chair, MD bring for accountants, because you know the accountants, and they brought the check, they want to sign the check. Procurement manager will just walk in. Because you have been doing the project, they don't call the procurement manager, but because you know accountants and somebody, and they just, procurement manager just walk in. Now they want to sign the check. I just said, Mrs. How are you doing? I'm fine, sir. I just said, I need that. We have some document with you here. Yes. Oh, yes. I saw. I will try to sign it. I said, this is a meeting. Okay. What are they doing? They want to do some project. They are doing this thing. But I know what it's called. What is it called? Their name, sir? I didn't see their invoice. Mr. Susano brought them. And they went to our account department. Our department says, okay. But we're supposed to receive many bidders and sort them out. They don't receive many invoices. But because you know inside that they brought you in, like when they table, the MD just closed the check and put it aside, but I cannot go ahead. And that's they say, we'll call you back later. And that's the end of the matter. It's not about being zealous. It's not zealous. People that don't know just think about as if these are guys that just emerged from the blues. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Says the Spirit, I took men captive. I took men captive. I bound them hand and foot. I carried them on my shoulder as spoils of war. I took them because of you, that you may find mercy. That you may find mercy. That you may find mercy. I took men. Yeah, I seized their life. I seized their life. I stopped their dreams. I stopped their ambitions. Because of you. Yeah, because of you. That you may find mercy. That mercy might be yours. That mercy may find you. That mercy might visit a generation. I took men. I took men. Against their will, I took them. Against their will, I took them. Oh, do not trivialize these things. Do not trivialize these things. They are weighty in the spirit. They are weighty in the spirit. Do not play with them. The things you hear came at a high cost. The things you receive came at a high cost. The things you now have came at a high cost. They came at the cost of men's life. Yea, at the cost of blood, at the cost of life. Yea, ka pa 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 pa. Do not play with these things. Do not play with these things. They are precious. They are precious. They are precious. They are precious. You will not be innocent before the throne. You won't be innocent before the throne. Oh, you won't be innocent to ignore resources of the throne. To ignore, oh, perfi futalate. Do not trivialize these things. Do not trivialize the words you hear. Do not trivialize the utterances that come to you. My voice is expensive. It's very expensive. It has cost the life of men. It has cost the blood of men. It has even cost the blood of God. Do not play with it, says the Spirit.
Thank you, sir. So I'm saying this, that we are nothing, but to know that order, that's what blood is order. That one of those things that us outside, there were, when men were running, it was because of order. We didn't, I was telling my wife, I said, when she was saying, what is the submission, what is happening in his daughter? We didn't serve the law after due order. Due order. You must serve the Lord. You must serve God after due order. I want to say something that I will witness in my spirit to say. Sir, I want to thank you so much for discerning Reverend Kayode and Elion Yukete. Many people do not discern that man. Thank you for discerning him. Thank you. I can see you following very closely. That is observing divine order. Many people don't discern him. And is the way. When the Archbishop, I'm not too old, nor am I young. By God's grace, I travel in the church. I started from God's vision, deeper life, from deeper life. Went to God's mission, from God's mission, I was in the deep. People that design Archbishop, I remember, is, I am saying this from what I heard from Archbishop Nicholas Duncan William in Ghana. I heard this from him. He was our daddy Oyedepo. And also Pastor Chris Oyakilome. And that location of that word, they took something that, because it's not about, it's the economy of the Lord that the Lord brought. Yes. And at that season, it was with that man. It was with that man. Though there may be weaknesses, there may be vanity, but God in his mercy chose to console it to that man. That's how the place is domiciled. As but then in Nigeria at that time, it was the drama. Everybody that designed it and come to strengthen his hand, like what they did to David. Those men, they came to strengthen his hand. Because you can't, fellow, because there was, you know, this lady, the widow of this man, that became the wife of David. Abigail. You know, the man couldn't say, see, there are many servants this day that pray for their master. You could not do it. What was wrong with you was you couldn't design David. That you are just kind of a bunch of destitute guys that ran away from their master because they arrived for their death. So that's people around you. But I don't know that that's where the authority is. The program of God is around that guy that he has not entered, but that is it. He has weaknesses, maybe he has weaknesses. He has things, but by divine prerogative, that's where God has put things for now. And you must design it. Though you can see, and they came, and they got, they said that they came to strengthen his hand. So I want to thank you, Sama, for that discernment. You have that, you see, sir, I was telling Pastor, I said, I cut head, but bury for you, sir. Let me be like Pastor Reverend Jimati. Reverend, you know the way. Very funny, sir. You are. I just thank God for that grace. Able to design a lot of meekness and humility, sir. I'm watching you closely, sir. Me. I did watch you, sir. I did learn. I did borrow myself, brain. Thank God, designing that order. Because it's an order in the spirit. God will just constitute it. And it will teach a generation of meekness. Because you are not going to receive things of God without being meek and lowly. It just is to teach everybody, including the man that has it, that he put the man that he put in that hand, and them that are supposed to come and strengthen his hand, is to teach both the man and them. Everybody must go align under meekness. It's to teach everybody meekness. It's both the man, it's not about him. He designed, it's not about me. And it's to teach, and those who design, it's to teach everybody meekness. But if you don't have, if by the reason of judgment, that's why you need to use Christ where? So that you can discern. That's what Christ does to you. You're able to discern. When you use Christ where? You use Christ where? You gain discernment. That's why I love Reverend Gabe. You know, Reverend Gabe also said some things when he came to convention anonymous too. Yeah. Reverend Gabe was instructing the house about God's servants and his wife. He was instructing the house about that. That when you gain discernment, that the economy of God for every generation, that is how it is. In America, people didn't know again. But that was the man as that was there. At the time, it was William Branham, but people didn't know. But the thing was moving. We must know the prophets that the Lord gives for a particular location of Israel in every generation. We must design it. So that is what I want to thank you for, sir, greatly. As I was sitting down, I was saying, what? This Baba is wise. This Baba is very, very high in the spirit. Because that before to design and strengthen the hand of God's servant and God's handmaiden, knowing that there's something here. There may be a lot of infirmity around. I don't understand. It's not my fault. I don't know. I don't care. But I cannot deny that God is here. I can't deny that God is here. And I'm watching closely. I will come and strengthen that where God is. And as I strengthen it, the Lord will keep watering my garden. And the Lord will keep expanding it. That's the key to enlargement and increase. It's designing and designing it where. And keep watching, keep strengthening it. And you keep increasing. That is the law. People don't know. It's not by doing magic. It's not. Because it's where, that's where, that's, a lot of resources is there. And that resources, because you are strengthening what God is doing, then you still keep expanding. That's our cancer spread. God, let us have cancer spread in the body. Thank you, sir. Let me appreciate God's servants, the angel of this work. Let me appreciate them. Thank you so much, sir. And thank you so much. That's what they call following due order. You must understand order. Order is, you know, thank God for people, even in the charismatic, because you see, they try to, you know, honor the Father and the Lord, but it's not about Father and the Lord. It's an order. It's an order. It's following that order way and being aligned to the order of the Spirit. And that's it. I know that God also may have other apostles. He has practically prayed, but there are few. I know that there are few. There are few. This kind of God are very few. Very few on the head. They are very few. I'm not saying there will be, but they are very few. In a generation, God, in the old generation, God may just raise five of them or three of them. And socially place them different places. That's what God did. In the days of Kenegan, there are like three or four of them. Spurgeon was in Europe. And every time, Egan will bring Spurgeon to come and minister in Bible school. So to come and teach demonstration of faith. He brings it to his Bible school. Is it Spurgeon? No, not Spurgeon. With Smith. Yes. He was in Europe. But Egan was in U.S. But he was older than Hagin. Hagin, we always bring him every year to come and demonstrate faith and operation of the Spirit to the Bible school student, Lehman student, because there was something new that was there. So he kept on drinking to that grace. Every year, he bring it to his Bible school. And Hagin kept on increasing. The thing kept on growing. Kept on growing, kept on passing stronger and stronger and stronger, becoming a force. Thank you, Lord. Don't worry, Pastor. Can I hope I'm in order, sir. Mama, I hope I'm in order, ma. And Reverend Gabe, I hope I'm in order, sir. I just want to be in order. I'm not just talking to the audience here. I'm talking about to millions of people that listen. And I hope that in the years to come, they will also, they need to design that the work of the hand has an order. It's an order. If you don't do it, if you don't follow divine order, we're going to have casualties.
Yes, sir.
Post-physical casualty. We're going to have casualty in also false prophets and false Christ will arise. Yes. It happened in the early church. If you don't follow the order, because what happened then? In the days of John, such many rules, because is that even in alignment with doctrine, some guys wanted to start making doctrine outside what the apostle, early apostle said as doctrine. The natural resurrection is plus. And it's a revelation.
Yeah.
So are consistent to what the elders, what they taught, what they laid. And what Satan did, Satan went ahead to kill all the false apostles. He made sure they didn't, he killed a lot of them early. So that those guys, they were true apostles, but they were not yet fully, they're not yet fully formed in the trust before he hewed them down. So he made sure that people that were able to correct them, help them, they were no longer around. And so they started teaching things that they shouldn't have taught. So that's why we must understand order, so that we don't become false Christ or false prophets,
yeah,
or false teachers.
Yeah.
Because in this diversity of everlasting life, is false Christ will emerge, false prophets and false teachers. And there are people that have journeyed in the path of things. But the only way is that when you follow the order, you'll be saved. That is one of the major grand of safety. Amen. Pastor Dimitri, I've used every scripture that I want to use. Because he has eyes. My eyes have not been like him. The Lord have blessed that someone with so much eyes. I just give you praise for that blessing of that high size. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your servant, Pastor Dimitri. I honor you, Jesus. Sapalate. Thank you for causing his arm to bud. Thank you for your reason. I give you praise, Jesus. Sikalan Bratos. Fredolo Riaman Sindai of Fredos. Thank you, Jesus. Father David is terrible. He's so terrible. It's key. Ah! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I give you praise. I give you praise, Jesus, for raising this servant for us. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Alin Akan in Hon Kanhan. Miktanska Krili Ali Kal Ail Hail 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 Hi 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 Hi. For this is the inheritance of them that follow order. For this is the inheritance. This is the portion of all of them. Of all of them that stay under my order. They have highs. I give them highs. I give them highs. I give them highs. The image. For lo, I'm making you. I am making you. I am making you. You are becoming image. You are becoming image. You are becoming even my image. Even my image. Even my image. Because you are following my light. Because you are following my light. Because you are following my light. You are giving attendance to my light. You are following, bringing yourself under my order. Even under my order. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you with the light, even of the image. Even of the image. Even of the image. To form it in man. To form it in man. To form it in man. Even in my church. Even amongst my people. Even amongst my people. I give you sight. Even increase of sight. Even increase of eyes. Increase of eyes. Increase, 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 increase. For as I form the image in you, you will also form in many, 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 many. For I make you a gift, a gift, a gift, a gift, a gift, even to my people. And your brethren, and your brethren, and your brethren, and your brethren, and your brethren. For I walk the same walk. I do the same thing. Even the same walk. Even the same walk. Even the same walk among your brethren. Among your brethren. Among your brethren. Among your brethren. I do the same thing. The same walk. The same walk. The same walk. I give them as gift. I give them as gift. I give them as gift. Even as help. As help. As help. As help. As help. 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 Great help. Great help. Great help. In opening eyes. In bringing me back. You will bring me back. You bring me back. You bring me back. You will prepare my return. My return, my return, my return, my return. You will be so instrumental in bringing me back, in bringing me back, in returning me back to my house, my house, my house, my house. I give you skill, skill, skill and wisdom, and wisdom, 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 wisdom. For as you follow order, you are wise, you are wise. 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 I grant unto you grace. More grace. To bring you. To bring me. To bring me. To bring me back. To bring me back to my house. You will be instrumental. Even you and your brethren. Even you and your brethren. Fear the Lord Jesus.
Let's see. Hebrew 10. I would just. Oh, thank you, Lord. Let's see. Can you give me from the verse? Having therefore brethren boldness to enter. That should be. In that 10, 14 or 19. I just want to see how the Holy Ghost will help me to be able to connect part of the emphasis of Pastor Dimeji towards the tail end, and then I will not go down. I don't want to Pastor Dimeji climb and play to. I want to take and then go down. I told him, I said I would do that. He has climbed. I think I should just start with the climbing and I might go down. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter unto holiest by the blood of Jesus. If you check this particular chapter, you will see they repeated the word having three times. If you see the next verse, you see there's boldness to enter. Can you give me? Okay, can you go again? 21. Look at what is 21. A bit 22. And having an high priest over the house of God. Move again. Then let us all draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having and our heart sprinkled for an evil conscience. There's something again. Is there something in 23:24? The word having, that means is to possess something. There are doors into holy places, most holy place. Having, there are everlasting doors. These things are keys into something. Okay, thank you. Okay, that's verse 11. It's 20 I'm looking for. So let's go in verse 10. Just let's go back. So, having therefore to have is to possess the requisite to be able to do something. To have. Remember, at the beautiful gate that John and James, am I right? They were the beautiful gate. He says, silver and gold are fine not, what as I have. So to have is to possess something. That means most holy place is not possible if I don't have things. There are things I must have. Maybe say, I enter the holies of holies. Oh boy, where did they come from? Holies of holies, and you do enter like that? Can you do enter like that? There are things you must have to enter. So there are things you must have to enter. You can't enter the most holy place without having things. So here they said, therefore having, therefore boldness. So there are prerequisites for boldness, and this boldness is not bold face. Even to enter holy place is not by bold face. We saw the casualty of the two sons of Aaron, that they came to offer strange fire before God. And it was in the sanctuary they did that. And it lit them. The fire, it chopped them. So we need to extray what constitutes this boldness. How can we have boldness to enter most holy place, so that we can begin to enter most holy place is to enter the day dawn. That's when the day begins to dawn. Entering most holy place is entering the day dawn, or the dawning of God's day. So most holy place is when you come to a most holy place, it's a new day. You are coming. Another word for most holy place means you are getting access to the womb of the morning. You are just getting access to the womb of the morning. So there's a climate. There is a complete day that is different for what is found in the sanctuary, not what is found in the outer court. Isaiah was describing that day in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah, I'm still coming. Sorry, my thought is a bit, I told you, Pastor Dimeji, I've used everything. I had to and it's love. He's working in love with me, and I know that. And so, and I'm happy. I'm so full of joy that he did that. Amen. Isaiah, I think it should be Isaiah. There's this Isaiah that I'm looking for. There's this Isaiah that he said, the light, it shall be the light of the seventh day. Isaiah 30. Thank you, Pastor. Can I say, Pastor, the debate is very good. Far, far better than me in all things. Isaiah 30. Give me Isaiah 30. I just want to describe Isaiah 30 from verse. Give me from verse 25. Let's see this. And there shall be upon every high mountain. So it's not just on the mountain, but on every high mountain. There are mountains, but there are mountains that are high mountains. That high mountain is not just talking about a physical mountain. He's talking about the most holy place. Or he's talking about the operation of the high priest. Or he's talking about the provision of the most high God. And upon every high hill. Bible don't make mistakes. It didn't say upon every hill. Because when you follow Christ, you also mount in Christ. Ezekiel 42 or 43, render it this way. He said, for the top of the mountain, he makes sure they say, for they shall be most holy. In Ezekiel 42 or 43, is it 42 or 43 or 44? Is that 42, 43? Let me quickly look for it. Ezekiel 42, 40. Okay, look at this. And this is the law of the house. Because if you have the boldness to enter the most holy place, that house is the. So Ezekiel has been describing the many courts until when he got to this 43. He talked about outer courts, he talked about the district of land around them. So he was made journey on something. This is the law of the house. Upon the top, he talked about the house that is upon the top. There's the house that is upon the top. Talking about the Son of God on the throne. The house, because you remember Hebrew chapter 3. Jesus is the house of God. It's an eternal house of God. This is the law of the house upon whose. Upon of the house. Whose house I. Okay, thank you so much. Go back to that. This is the law of the house. Upon the top of the mountain. So, all this also agree with Isaiah chapter. Isaiah, is Isaiah 4? Isaiah 2 or 4? Isaiah 2 and Micah 4. Isaiah 2 and Micah 4. For the mountain of the Lord's house shall be exalted on the top of every mountain and upon every hill. And it shall come to pass in the last day that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be exalted upon the top of every mountain. Of the Lord's house, the Lord's house shall be established in the top of mountains. In the top of the mountains. And it shall be above the east. So there are east, but the high mountain. And that's the answer to all nations. So let's go back to that Ezekiel, just to show us something that house upon the top of the high hill and high mountain. Upon the top of the mountain, upon the top of the mountain, the whole limit thereof, round about shall be what? Shall be the most holy. It shall be the most, not on the top of the mountain, but it's a place. It's like that most holy is the, it's like what is some book of Revelation chapter 5. There are a circle, but there is that after that sea of glass, there is that nucleus where the throne is. That's the most holiest. Although it started from that place, but you journey into the core, that eternal life. What you call sight. Because you ended with the throne of God. Because that's the promise of Jerusalem. For the throne of God shall be in our midst. The throne of God and the Lamb. That's the most, the core of eternal life. But between that core, there are journeying to that core. You pass through the 24 elders. You what? You go through the seven devils of God are burning like a lamp. The four sea of glass. The seven what? The four cherubim, the living creature. Then the core, the throne. So all those zones are everlasting calibrations. They are almost holy. Or everlasting. Everlasting is from most holy. So that's what everlasting to everlasting to everlasting to everlasting. It's everlasting to everlasting to everlasting before you zoom into eternity or eternal life. For upon the top of the mountain and the old limb in the road right about shall be most holy. Can you say, for upon the top of the mountain, the old limit. So there's a limit. When you read the Revelation, you see a limit. And that's what determined the limit was the 24 elders. There you will see the what? The after the 24 elders, you see the sea of glass. You see what? The four living candlestick. You see the four living creature. And you see that in that place there was a rainbow that kept that thing apart. So his journey from all those entities are everlasting entities. And before the throne of grass, you can give it to me. Give me some. Let's read from verse 1. When I saw it, he who sat upon the throne. After this, I behold, and lo, a door was opened to me in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as if it was the voice of a trumpet talking with me, said, come up hither, I will show thee things. It's not just one thing. I will show you things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit. A throne was set in heaven. And one sat on the throne. So they started from the nucleus, from eternal life. So they began to describe coming. A throne sat in the world round about. And you that saw was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round above the throne. So the rainbow is different from the throne. The rainbow was all around. And you remember in the book of Genesis, after the flood, God put rainbow, he said, for it shall be an everlasting covenant. So from the rainbow going outward, they are everlasting. Sorry, please. So you saw the throne. You saw the throne. So, but it says, but round about the throne. The rainbow is not on the throne. It's just round about it. So what Pastor Dimitri is talking about, so what he's talking about, eternal, is that throne. And he will sat upon it. Which will be looked upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. There. After that, there was a rainbow, and God gave us. Now, after the flood, God gave that sign, put it there. He says, and it goes to an everlasting covenant to me. A rainbow in the bow of the throne, in the sight like an emerald. And around the bow of the throne, we are four. So it was after the afterwards, after that rainbow, that you see the what? The creature. 21. And about the throne, we are 4 and 20 seats. And upon the seat, I saw 4 and 20 elders sitting. Those are zone of what? Because it's only God that is eternal. They don't share that place with any creature. But this they call them. And I saw the 24 elders, and upon the seat, I saw 4 and 20 seats sitting, clothed in white raiment. And they had on their head crowns of gold. And crowns of gold symbolizes incorruptibility. It's incorruption. Since we have not been redeemed with silver and gold. And out of the throne proceed lightnings and thunderings and voices. So these operations were proceeding out. The more they proceed out of it, it becomes to become what? Everlasting. When they come out.
And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne.
So that one. So before the throne, there are seven burning, which are the seven spirits of God. And before the throne, there were a seal of glass, like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne, so but there was a mist. So the scribe, things are around and about. But in the midst of the throne, in the midst of the throne, and around about the throne, we are four beasts, full of eyes, before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion. The second beast like it was a calf. The third beast like what? Like a face as a man. And the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the fourth beast had each one of them wings about them, and they are full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night. Saying, so the lightning, the thundering was a ministration from the throne. They are not in the throne, but it's a ministration that goes to them. So what they are responding, they are everlasting entity, but they are responding to ministration of eternal that is coming to them. Although it's not for them to, because they can't change their state. But they knew that being is, because they were singing the praise of that being. So let's go back to that Hebrew 10 that I was talking about. So we have boldness to enter in the holiest of all. We enter the holiest. Boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus. 20, please. Oh, our system is hanging. By a new and living way. Let's say a new and the living way. So there is a way into the holiest. So in the way, a new and living way. It's a new, it's not many ways, it's a new and the living way unto the holiest, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that to say is flesh. So the where the new and the living way is consecrated is in the flesh of the only begotten Son of God. It is his flesh. And I acquired that way was when they were training him on the earth. He was trained. They trained him. They trained him. That his flesh there is not his body. His flesh is talking about a learning. It's a learning. It's the arrangement of his person, his heart, his soul. So there were things that they consecrated there. It was arranged. There's a way the Son of God was arranged with them. And that arrangement is a way into the holiest. And that's what Pastor Dimitri was describing. Praying for your enemy. Those who are not using you, they are way. They are what made up the way unto the holiest. What we are trying to teach was the way. The way into the holiest. That you may be like your Father, who reign upon the good and the bad. They were secrets that made up his flesh. Because sin in the flesh is a way. Because why they consecrate the new and living way in the flesh of Jesus is because sin and death also are constituted a way that leads to destruction in the flesh. When we use the word flesh, flesh is not the body. Man became flesh in Genesis 6. It's a state, it's an arrangement. It's a way of thinking. It's a thought pattern. It's a way of concluding things. What they call flesh, they say flesh is a veil. It's a veil. Flesh is a veil. There are good veils
And there are bad way, evil way. So what they call flesh is a way. And there is how they weave way. You weave a way. you weave it until it's full or it's complete. You weave way with thoughts. You weave way with imaginations. You weave way with secrets. The veil that is spread upon all people in Isaiah chapter 6 and the covering cast upon men, we are thoughts, we are imaginations, we are secrets, they were lies, they were property of evil spirits, fabrication, materials, elements, substances. So you design veil with substances, with elements. You design they with principles. You design they with laws. You design they with knowledge. You design they with wisdom. So when you hear the word flesh, they, because there you are, another word for they is called it, we call it wineskin. It's called wineskin. That which can contain. That which can contain, that which can carry things, something. So they, so the Jewish use the word they, call it the wineskin. That which can keep things. It can retain it. So Jesus consecrated the new and the living way into the holiest. So the nobody will accept the holiest, and what holiest is keeping, except you travel through that way that is, first of all, the way is, he called it a way, a new and living. When you hear what living means, that which is living is not just life, it's living. He talk about that which is living, that which has capacity, everlasting. The Lord, the way the Lord paints everlasting, they say everlasting is a bit for perpetuity. It's perpetuity, and continuity, and enduring. Is perpetuity. Perpetuity is not just that it can continue. Perpetuity means it can reproduce in the same strength without diminishing. It can have generative power. That's everlasting. The perpetuity. Yeah. Because normally things diminish after they run their course. Every creature diminish. But so the perpetuity, ability for you to replicate same in the same quality. Even man, when you give birth, when a girl that's younger, maybe 25, 23, or 18 now, in those days, our mothers usually give birth early. You see, but even in biology, when a woman, if not herself, there are a lot of medical, a lot of nutrients, a lot of vitamins, that's why there are a lot of syndrome, those children, because everything needs to take, it cannot longer be supplied. So, because there's a diminishing return, there's a deterioration, there's a decline. But everlasting is that which can perpetuate itself. In the same quality, in the same strength, not having anything falling apart. Not falling apart. It's together. It's together. It's all together. So that's what the word was. Living. And it's something is living. It's living. Living is to be living. So it is a new and living. That means a new means such a thing has never been discovered. Yeah. Not is new. There's new that is Christ, but a new year is an everlasting newness. This a new year is not a new that is in Christ. This new is talk about because it's that which leads into the holiest. It's a new. Is a living. So imagine a cloth.
like lily of the field that is alive. You know, Joker was telling, he said, Solomon is covered with purple in all his beauty and splendor. It's not like this little array. They array them. Say array. Is that when I told you it's a veil? It's an arrangement. They set it to array, so set. So when you see a rose, you can see the leaves. It's alive. It's living. But it's alive for a time, but it perishes when you cut it. The sun can cut it. But what Christ, what the Son of God became, is that he has a strength. There's a strength inside of him that he can perpetuate life. Continue generating life with vigor, with youthfulness. The Lord God said everlasting life is youthfulness of God. God said everlasting life is youthfulness of God. Is the youthfulness of God. Is the youthfulness of God. Some of us, when you say God, we have when you say Arubojo, Olobobo, Elester, you know, when we look at one man that is great, that his eyes is squeezed together, that his bow, it's not that. God is not like that. God cannot be raising man child. Imagine, do you understand the mystery? That everlasting life is sometimes a man, but it's still child. That blend. That's eternal life. Eternal life is childlike, but very rich in man. It's a man child. Imagine you have something that is a man, but it's a child. that's eternal life. Everlasting life is youthfulness. So when you move into eternal life, You reduce age of youthfulness and you move into being child and see is man. So everlasting life is the youthfulness of God. Where eternal life is the child. When they were describing Joker after resurrection, the apostles, when they pray after they threaten them, let them also pray. He said that you strengthen your hand. And he by the name of your only child. He's a child that is holy. And talk about eternal life. He's a holy child. Holy child. Trying to describe the state of eternal life. It's only child. When you are becoming a sign that you are having everlasting life, eternal life, that you become more childlike. Just that children cannot be offended, you can never be offended. Just that children cannot be off. Nobody except terrible people that their hearts are very hard, the dead conscience. That know the way all of us run when you say child. That is how you become so. A lot of carefulness we put, tenderness, a lot of carefulness we put into a baby, a child. That is how you become. Those are signs that we are coming to eternal life. Into the we become so child like. God's servant was in Pastor Demeji Church over the weekend on Sunday. He was telling me where God said, I'm going to return them into youthfulness. And so, and those told me before, say youthfulness is everlasting life. When you move into a level, you will see men like Caleb. But in the order of the New Testament. Because that was salvation does. When the first of the prophet salvation in the book of Isaiah say, we long life will I satisfy you and I will show you my salvation. You can't be seeing salvation, which is everlasting life, and you are not becoming youthful. So everlasting life. Salvation is usefulness of life. It's living. That's what they call divine nature. What Pastor Demeji is called incorruptible. Incorruptibility. Incorruptibility is usefulness. They were described, say, from the womb of the morning, thou art the dew of thy youth. You have dew of thy youth. So give me that, sir, that I Hebrew 10. That Hebrew 10, sir. By any name, we will ask ourselves for all that is to say is vague, but to 21, please. I want to quickly move on to it. Having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart. Everybody say, true heart. So there is a pure heart that must gravitate into becoming a true heart. Because what we want to assess is to assess the most holiest. You see, Bible is very clear. There is unfair heart, which pastor or a heart of flesh. Or what 2 Corinthians chapter 3 called the fleshly table of the hearts. Those are Christ hearts. Those are charity hearts. That is when a man, you have healed a man of carnality. When you heal a man of carnality, you heal a man of a stolen heart. Healing your carnality is healing your what they call stolen heart. Which is in your flesh. So stolen heart is in your flesh. But instead of stolen heart being your flesh, they will consecrate a new and living way in that flesh. So what they constitute, a stolen heart was constituted. Stolen heart, it was arranged, it was designed in your mind, in our mind, in our heart. It was designed in our body. Our body is carrying flesh. Our soul is carrying flesh. Before you became born again, our spirit definitely was carrying flesh. It was a work. Flesh is a work. It's a veil, evil veil. Don't worry, I'm going to connect for you to see. When they say, it's a light that shines in that place. So where it shines? It's shining in the flesh. That place there is carnal falling flesh. That Christ had to shine in the world. Shine in that place. So another for that place is a state of deadness or a state of stoliness. Stone. You know that when you say stone, this guy is a stone cold. You say it's stone cold. You say that guy, he murdered that guy in cold blood. Is that they are talking about a state of carnality? You know? Even in carnality is divided into two. Corinthian church, we are carnal. They are not carnal minded. It's two different things. They are carnal. For I could not be so spiritual but as unto carnal. But Romans says to be carnally minded is dead. You are cold blooded. So to be carnally minded is death. But Corinthians was not, they are not carnally minded. But you are carnal. So they yield you from carnal mindedness into being carnal. They were regularly receiving allocation of the word. They were healing God to what Pastor Dimitri called to turn. Or to convert you. You are ready. Meek of the word. If you use sincere meek of the word of Christ, or sorry, of Jesus, the meek of the word, which is faith and love, and leading of the spirit, where it will turn a carnal minded man to become carnal. Yes. That's the armor, love for all the saints. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We convert a soul from carnal mindedness, which is a state of death. Because you cannot be led by the spirit and you will not, and something you will not respond. Even if you are being led, don't travel. There, something happened to that stone cold nature, or something happened to that deadness. Because a carnal minded man is dead. A carnal minded is dead. I mean, he cannot respond to God. That was the state that we are. And we see many, we are seeing many. But when you give the Lord to Christ, the meek of the world, faith and love, faith in the Lord of Christ, love of the old saints, when you use the word, God exercises you in faith to love of the saints, he will heal you of carnal mindedness. Then you move. A conversion takes place. From being carnal minded, you become carnal. But you are not yet spiritual. But you are carnal. It's a carnal man that can take Christ's teaching. A carnal minded man can't take Christ's teaching. It can't make sense to him. So you teach
a carnal man. You can take what they call, because say, Christ also has his meek. Let me appreciate Pastor Tosin Gabriel, the pastor of Lighthouse Apostolic Center in Lauren. Pastor Tosin, sir, you are welcome, sir. I love you, sir. You are now a pink boy. You came with your pink wife. Hallelujah. Pastor, I love you so much. Thank you so much. You are looking fresh. Hallelujah. I've missed you so much. I mean it. I'm not joking. I miss you so much. You are still as if I've seen you like 3 years ago. Let me hug you. God bless you. For to be so healing us from carnal mindedness is the so there's a food to heal a man from carnal mindedness. Because a carnal minded man is an enemy. it's an enemy. Ephesians chapter 2. For when you are enemy in your mind. A carnal minded man is an enemy of God. And a child that is born, a child of God is not an enemy of God. Though there are enemies inside of him, but God is not seen as an enemy. He has become his, because they say, welcome to God's family. But you have enmity in your mind, but God is not seen as his enemy. But a carnally minded man is a man that is dead. He has not been made alive in his spirit. So to be carnally minded is dead. So when you are a carnally minded man, you are dead in your spirit. But when you have received the Lord Jesus Christ with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, you give your life to Christ, the rest from being carnally minded, you become carnal. And there's a food for the carnal child. So what you say, for when I come to you, I could not speak unto you as the spiritual, but as unto carnal, not as unto carnal minded men, because you're not dead anymore. But as unto carnal, I fed you with meek. So meek is the food for carnal Christian. And the content of meek is faith and love, which faith teaching of the meek of the word. Faith teaching of the meek of the word is what they call leading of the spirit. That's faith. Faith is not just receiving things from God. When you are practicing faith in the meek of the word, it's leading of the spirit. Faith is for leading. Faith is to trust your soul into invisibility. Faith is to excel your soul to trust that which you cannot see. God is able to heal you. Where is God? I know doctor and nurses. Please, I want me to help me. Nothing bad with redemption. But God will trust. Sometimes you take all those things. God wants to excel yourself. Can you trust an invisible hand to heal your body? It's not about healing of the body. You come to share the testimony of the healing of the body. But it's not about the healing of the body. It's the thing that God wants to share that. Will you also be able to trust that something invisible can heal your body? That's the exercise. It's not the healing. What if you come and give testimony that me, where? Until I see a cup. A cup is a cup! I don't believe what I don't see. I'm a man that I have my five senses intact. But they tell you to use what you can't see to exercise your soul. That venture, that exercise, is to heal you from carnality. It's the beginning of healing you from carnality. Not carnality, to heal from carnality. That's what you said, sir. It's very perfect. When you are crossing, they say, to become spiritual, start with gradually for the meek of the word. Because Paul was talking to Galatians, just to affirm what you are saying, sir. As you said, God's servant came to affirm it. In Colossians 1, he said, when I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and love all he's saying, arrange, you are stuck at the time. Anytime you don't have research, you call your uncle. My uncle, please. If they put a jet, dollar is not $5.80. Even if it's just $20. Because $20, by the time you change it, it's $20 money. But now, the Lord said, don't call your uncle. Trust that I can meet that need. Well, it's my uncle that I know like the US. But I can. And you see, God moves somebody. So over time, it may be someone you know. Sometimes maybe you just finish service. About you going. And somebody just say, bro James, I've not seen you, bro James. Shake you. And I'm shaking you. Something say, wow! The Lord told me, I do not call my uncle. And here, he's 5,000 I don't know. Wow. You mean invisible, unseen can provide this? It's not about the money. It's about what they have done that canal soul to launch into. Pastor Dimitri was talking about spiritual. Canal, spiritual. So, is those exercises are necessary. So, but oftentimes, we come to give testimony because you need to teach doctrine to be able to discern what should I recognize in this operation. So, instead of appreciating and celebrating the money, is the what is so deep that we're supposed to celebrate, not the money, but what that exercise is the memorial. That's the memorial. It's not the money. It's not the image of the body that is testimony. It's not the physical doctors that gave injection, but the healing that happened. And you can't trace who do it. But gradually, it's to be to exercise the heart. So when you just make up the word, which is faith and love in the Lord, and I say faith, majorly, the living of the Spirit is calibrated in faith and love. That location of living of the Spirit is calibrated in faith and love. So if you are there, love will start. All the saints, they say, love all the saints is in your church. Look at love simply. Yeah. Love all the saints is in every believer that you have in your office, that you have in your class. Yeah. Every believer that you have in your life, they are all the saints. All the saints, they are the one. You don't need to go and say, I'm looking for all the saints. Where they break? I need to love redeemed people. I need to love for mountain of fire. No. The one that God has arranged you, they are all the saints. Because every person, they have different soul nature, is represented in the saints that you have around you. So I mean for you to love the one that is patient. I mean for you to love the one that is very rash. That difficult boss that is calling himself a Christ, that is a Christian. That difficult uncle, that difficult auntie of your mommy, uncle of your daddy. All those, have you to love them? That is practicing love for all the saints. They are Christian. You have to love them. Then, the essence of that is to prepare you to be able to love in the spirit. If you do it well, you will start showing a sign that you love God. And to love, to prove that you love in the spirit is to prove your obediences. There's an obedience, although there's no doctrine so much yet in the midst of the world. It's a word. It's a location of the word. It's not, we can't call it doctrine. Although we can call it doctrine. But really, because doctrine starts from Christ. But there's an location of the word there, called the meek of the word. Or as level of basic. There is obedience that God packages. Because that's how they test your love for all these. Your love in the spirit. Is that, can you obey what you don't see? There's obedience there. Sometimes, you are trusting God for your healing. Normally you pray and you confess. You stand up and act on that, on the word. And you receive within, you stand up. By the time you go out, you are washing your clothes, you are doing things. In a couple of hours, your body is okay. But here, this time around, you stand up to confess. So read the things you have been doing. One day, the second is not going. 2 days, it's not going. 3 days, it's not going. Sometimes it may be a week. But you kept on holding forth is to teach and to train you to obey God. Is to obey the Spirit. Sometimes some of those obedience of the Spirit, we call it, say you remember the way you spoke to your, you are the one, the way you spoke, your voice was a bit high when you are talking to Bro Jude. You need to go to Bro Jude and say, Bro Jude, I'm sorry. I'll apologize. Then immediately you apologize. You became well. Formally, you confess word, you receive healing. But here, healing comes, they put instruction around it. That's what they call love in spirit. Spirit instructs you, you should do something to kill you to receive that same healing. So, is that is called love in spirit, because how you measure, if you love, you keep my commandments. Love in spirit is measured by commandments that the Spirit instructs you and you eat. So Paul told them, we heard of your faith and your love for the saints, and Epaphra declared to us your love in the spirit. That means your obedience to the nodding of the spirit. is your love for the spiritual. How you show love in spiritual things is in obedience. So that marks the beginning of training you in the school of obedience. I was telling Pastor Dimeji, and Pastor Tosin also will be able to remember. There was one man of God in early 90s, the first person. There were many things. People are saying God is doing many things, but I can never forget one tape I listened to. I can't recall many things said there. But the title of that tape is The Move of Obedience from Malaysia. He said, people are saying God is doing this thing, people are giving many tasks. He said, but the summation of what the Lord is doing, that God is a move of obedience. It's obedience. It's obedience unto obedience, unto obedience, unto obedience, until we are perfected in obedience. Where all what you can do is to obey. All things that we can do is to simply keep on obeying. Amen. So we can see that it is a man that now has this sense to obey in the spirit, that can obey the spirit, or what Paul called in Colossians, your love in the spirit. Your love in the spirit is ability to be able to obey the spirit, because the being that they want to use to train you as a spirit being. What? The Holy Spirit is the spirit. That's what they call the Holy Spirit. Christ is spirit. The Father is a spirit. God is a spirit. So Holy Ghost technology is that, can this guy obey me? The Father, Christ, the Father, and God will say, Holy Ghost, can you talk to this boy? See if he will obey you. His obedience is allegiance, is a love that we're able to respond to with spirit being when we're able to bring our own things. And so when I respond to commandments, which is, thank you, sir, which is go and apologize to that your brother or to that. Say, but I didn't fight. Say, but don't notice that you are a bit harsh. So go and apologize. And you're able to respond to the spirit. Say, it's a sign. See, a prophet declared to us, like, this person is ready for Christ's light. Because he could pick instruction, he could pick obedience commandment. Then light. But that you are obeying does not mean that there's no darkness in you. Or what I call, that there's no stolen heart in you. Then they will introduce Christ. Colossians 2, verse 2 and 3. Colossians 2, 2 to 3. That their hearts, these hearts are eyes that have exercised themselves in faith and love, that have used faith and love in the Lord Jesus, that their heart may be comforted. But the heart they want to comfort here is still a stolen heart, sir. But just that the heart are able to use it, or is still carnal. But they want to comfort the heart. And I got comfort. It's not by saying, oh, Kwele, the way we come up, I don't want any kind to disturb me in this house. Can you give me a comforter? Give me a comforter in his mouth. Chop it. It's not a big comforter. What God comforts, God brings good things of Christ. Good things. So, God comforts with light. God comforts with secrets. God comforts with understanding. For example, Church of Thessalonians, we are in so much persecution. They were so much in despair because some of their brethren slept in the Lord. And Paul wanted to comfort them. That the comfort
to them is to write epistle. Comfort to them that is sheer understanding about what happened, that is not after death. They only slept. They are not dead. And so how it's going to comfort them is to share to them, is to communicate understanding that the saints do not die. They only sleep in the Lord. Because they were mourning. They were grieving. They were losing hope. He said no. So he has to start teaching. He wrote to them to comfort them. Thessalonian church. It was Thessalonian. Also the same thing to Corinthian church. It's comforting. So how God comforts us, he comforts us by bringing dispensation of words. What did I say, church? When you say words, words are dispensation or allocations. There are different allocations. So the first allocation, when a man can love in the spirit, or a man can obey, when you see what love, if you love, you keep. A man can keep commandments. A man can obey. That if this guy has shown a sign that he can obey the invisible, he can obey the unseen. He has a track record by gradually teaching. He can obey. So yeah, Christ, go and give him light. Awake, thou that sleepest, arise from your state of death. Christ shall give thee light. So the mystery of Christ is the giving of light. Everyone say light. But when light comes, what does light come with? Book of Psalm. For the entrance of your word, give them light. So Christ give light by giving the word of Christ. Say that, church. I need to close this service now, Abby. You are tired. Are you tired? Be sincere. I should just close service and go and sit down. Are you tired? Do you want you to still preach? You don't want to preach? Wave your hand. Say, Pastor, go and carry your Bible and go and sit down. Enough is enough. So let's respond, please. I'm just teaching what Pastor Dimeji taught and what Reverend Bussi taught last night, yesterday morning. You know, I said that we start and begin to come down. Pastor Fosin like me too. Pastor Fosin will go 3-5 steps, he will come. Right. Because it's very necessary that people are well grounded in this thing. So Christ give light. So, but how they give light is that they give word. For the entrance of your world, give a light. Arise, thou that sleepest. Awake, thou that sleepest. Arise from the dead. I say to be dead is to be dead. So arise, awake, thou that sleepest. Arise from the dead. But, and Christ shall give thee light. So operation of Christ is operation. So Colossians 2:2, that their heart may be comforted, being knit together in love. So everybody say, being knit together in love. That means what they are about to say, how you bring us together, how you convert every mystery of God. Every mystery of God must to knit together is to join together, is to convert. So every life must convert you in love. That's why when you use faith, you must convert in love. You must be in love. That means your faith in Lord Christ and love towards all these saints, and a prophet because your love in the spirit. So love is the plateau for life. Say that, church. That means every life must plateau in love, or it must climax in love. If you trace any life that is not climaxing in love,
then something will go. Those who will enter to error, they will enter to heresy. It's a matter of time. They will just watch them. It's a matter of time, they will enter into error. If they don't enter into error, they get stuck. They will be limited. So every allocation from the meek of the word of the Lord, they must play to in love. That's the climax. One thing that you must begin to love. You must love saints like you love your children at home. Your biological children. You must love the saints like you love your biological children. You must love your brother like you love your wife. Because your wife is first a sister to you. And the love is not erotic. It's the first love that cannot be there. It's a love that is commitment. What you have to your wife is commitment. You must add that to the saints. So every allocation of life plays to you in love. All dispensation of the word. When life and understanding is coming, they will lead us and lead us and climax in love. As it's climaxing love, it bleeds to the breaking forth of the next allocation of God's word. We do love and climax. You that the mountain of every allocation of the word, you stand in love. So he said that their eyes may be knitted together in love. That is how you know a people that have profited with any life. That's why the strength of Agin was not his faith. The strength of Agin was not effort of his being of the spirit. The strength of Agin was his love work. Every Aginite, they learned the faith of Agin. They didn't learn his love work. And they could not enter into ministration of the spirit. Agin life, he doctored, he died with ministration of the spirit. His meeting was no longer, prayer. To open a mind to the life, what they call life in the spirit. You know, there's a lot of books reading life in the spirit. Life in the spirit. Life in the spirit is not dreaming. Life in the spirit is not having vision. Life in the spirit is perpetuating in love. Love work. So where everybody were busy healing, they are doing miracles. Agin was busy what strengthening himself in love work. He loved the unlovable. Even when a woman lied against her, he saw Agin kissing. He just began to laugh. He was just with the woman. He was just laughing. The woman started repenting. What you thought? If meek of the word love can make a woman that lie on a man of God on the television, and the minister there, Agin, can you do this? And Agin said, he was not laughing in the spirit. Laughing in the spirit. The woman began to repent. I was sent to repent. Began to repent right away there. He didn't love. So every allocation of the world play to in love. So when a man has done that, Christ's light will shine so that we may be comforted in love. But we can't be comforted in love, being together in love. So when you're in love, unto keep that together, join together in love. Unto, you mean? That love, you need it to break into something. Unto, you need that love to break into all riches. Because they want to make you rich. They want you to acquire treasures. Not actually treasures. They want you to come into possessions. So you need art to be to keep together. That being together is not that, it's not association. It's art. We can convert together and say things together, but our art may not be together. It's art being knitted together. I may not see you for 5 years, but our art are knitted together. It's the art. That's why it's the train of obedience in the art. I've been here together unto all riches of the full assurance. You know, I read for us, something for us, for book of Hebrew, that you might what? Having boldness to enter by the blood of God, with the full assurance of faith, you take trust. So I will gain assurance where we can have a true heart. But you don't just arrive at assurance at once. There are journeys you need to make for you to arrive at assurance of a true heart. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. So we can't join into this so for you for a new a living way unto the oldest to be open to you. So there are journeys. So I'm trying to trace the journey into this place that Paul was writing for, where they came into the full assurance of it. Having things have happened to the heart by comforts that they brought to the heart. So we want to illustrate what are these comforts that came to heart to make the heart to come into being fully assured. That now means that he has a boldness to enter into the holiest, most holiest place. So it's not a thing that he just arrived here. There are exercises that were done to that happened, something happened to the heart. That's why Christianity is a heart issue. It's a shift. It's a conversion of heart. So this is a man that you can say there's a new and a living way unto the holiest. So there's a journey into this heart. So Paul was showing us that process of how we can attain this full assurance, which we can draw near with a full assurance of it with a true heart. But true heart is different from pure heart. And I say pure heart is different from unfeigned heart. So is love, all this unfeigned heart or unfeigned love, they are conditions for heart, pure heart. They are plateaus. They are peak in different journeys. You play to there. So give me Colossians, sir. Can we do 20 minutes more? Let's try and do 20 minutes more. And we close. That they are asked to be comforted, being knitted together in love, and unto. So he's talking about in this state is that by their love in the spirit, you can now ready to come into the next section. Being knitted together in love unto all riches of full assurance. So full assurance, he called it full assurance of faith, but he called it full assurance of understanding. So and we know that understanding is by word, because the entrance of your word gives light and understanding. So understanding that comes by the allocation of the word that you are handling. Every allocation of the word, you must understand it, and you can't understand it except the light enter into your heart. The first one of understanding to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God. So God is a mystery that you need to fully be assured of it. You need to have that. You need to come to full assurance of the secret, hidden truth of God. That was missing me. The hidden truth of God, hidden personality, nature of God. You need understanding into God, and the understanding to God are your riches. Say, understanding of God are my riches. Say, understanding of the Father are my riches. Say, understanding of Christ are my riches. Give me Romans 11, the last three verses. Romans 11, the last three verses. Let me quickly establish that knowledge are riches. Romans 11, the last three verses. 11. Is this the last three verses? Okay. For God has concluded them all in all belief that he might have mercy upon all. Verse 33. Oh! Paul cried. Oh! Oh! The depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. Oh! So he's zoning into everlasting, eternal here, of the death. So it's the mystery of God, of the Father, and of Christ. So he said, when it comes to God, that mystery of God has death. Oh, the depth of the mystery of both the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways are past finding out. Who have known the mind of the Lord. So Lord here is the Father. That means you can't accept the depth of God if you don't know the Lord, because the Lord is an inheritor. So you know, Pastor, you're saying that there's the Lord of hosts, there's the Lord Almighty, and there's the Lord God. There's the Lord of hosts, that's the sanctuary. The Lord Almighty is your entrance into the most holy place, holiest. There you journey into the Lord God. You find this all these things, you find it in 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Fear the Lord, fear the Lord Almighty, fear God, the Lord God. The promises. So let's see Ephesians chapter 3. So we have saw God here, the mystery of God. So he talk about the wisdom and the knowledge of God. And this Paul, I Paul, the prisoner of the Lord God Christ, for you Gentile. Oh yeah, let's run, please. If you have heard of the nature of the grace of God, which is given to me, to you all. So yeah, although he's talking about the end of the journey, means you are God. But that's how he's added by revelation. So talk about the mystery of God has to be by revelation. Added by revelation, he made unto me the mystery. So just talk God, the grace of God, he sum up everything as one mystery, as the mystery. As I forewrote in few words. So that the mystery, you can't write in few words, but I'm just writing in few words now. But there are other things that I need to write. Whereby, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. So this thing I'm writing in few words about the mystery of Christ. Although there are more than this. But I'm writing in few words because I'm trying to narrow down on something here. But the mystery is more than this. But I'm narrowing down the mystery called Christ. Which in other ages was not made known to sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. So you see, you must have love in the Spirit, or obey the Spirit, for the Spirit to be able to reveal this to you. If you don't show that sign, the Spirit will not be initiated. That the Gentiles should be fellows heirs and of the same body and partaker of his promise in Christ. So there's a promise that is in Christ. And the promise that is in Christ, 1 Timothy called the promise that is in Christ, is to be godly. That's the promise that is in Christ. Christ will make you to be godly. That is the promise you have in Christ. You'll be godly and righteous in this crooked world. Godliness is a promise. It's a promise. It's a promise that prepares you for other promises. Godliness is a promise. Promise is a great gain. Everybody say that, church. You are not interested in this message this afternoon. Godliness is a great gain. Let me carry the Bible. Sit down here. I'm not hearing what people are saying. Let's say godliness is a gain. So if it's a gain, then it's a promise. It's a reward. So to be godly is not to be pious. It's not piousness. When a man is godly, it's a gain. He has gained something. It's a gain. But it's a gain you need for other life. That is, because there's two other life in Timothy. There's life that now is, which is everlasting life, and that which is to come. But it's only a godly man that can access those two lives. Give me Timothy. So that means you need to be made rich. Give it to me. Look at this. For bodily exercise profited little, but godliness is profitable into. Look at this again. Say, godliness is profitable unto. That means godliness is a state that you require for you to assess the next allocations. Godliness is profitable into all, it calls that thing, all things. So there's a realm, there's a dimension called realm of all things. And realm of all things
Oh God, can I do this labor time? Go to Ephesians 4. Let's see, realm of all things. Ephesians 4 from verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the Lord, walk worthy of the vocation. There's a profession, there's a work that you're supposed to be doing. The vocation wherein you are called. With all lowliness, all meekness, long suffering, forbearing one another in love, and diving to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So all these things are journeys. They are milestones in your spiritual journey. There's one body, one Spirit, even as you are caught in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith. This is Christ. These are all Christ. One Lord, one faith. These are Christ. And one baptism. Verse 6. Something has changed here. So you have established that faith is to the end of the commandment. One God and Father of all. Say that, church. Who is above all and through all are in you all. Can you see that? So go back to the scripture we are reading. It's realm of all. Godliness is profitable into all things. So the realm of all things are the realm of God and the Father. Say that, church. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 also says the same thing. For if a man be in Christ, a man that is in Christ, it's not a born again child of God that I'm talking about that. A man that has put on Christ. A man that Christ has been formed in him. Or a man is godly. For if a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. And all things are become new. And all things that are new are of God. All things are of God. Therefore, if a man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. But the things that are inside the thing are not just all new things. He also has to say, and then what? And all things, verse 18. And all things are of God. So there are all things that are new when you are in Christ, but there are also all things that are of God, the new and the living way. So let's go back to that scripture that we are reading before we, on that Timothy. I just want to show us something quickly. For godliness is not profitable little, but godliness is profitable. So when you are godly, it's profitable to read the dimension of all things, which are all things new and all things of God. Profitable to all things, godliness gives you a promise. Having promise of the life that now is. So there was a life. What Paul called life that now is was talking about continual everlasting life. Life that is shining. The life that now is, but after the life that now is, and of that which to come, that was eternal life. So the life that now is, but it's only a godly man that can have access to the promise of the life that now is, which is everlasting life, and the promise of life that is to come. Paul, Jesus taught this thing also. Give me, I can't remember again, can you give me the story of Zacchaeus, the rich man, give me the Luke version of it. Give me the Luke version of it. You will see this thing also probably being laid. His doctrine probably being laid. Because it's not just, we must be able to lay this thing clearly. Zacchaeus also said the same thing. In the book of Luke, give me the Luke version of it. Thank you, Jesus. Is it Luke or Mark? I think it's Luke. It's Luke. Okay, let's see Luke. If it's not Luke, we go to Mark. It's not Matthew. I know it's not Matthew. I know it's either Luke or Mark. So it is a godly man that can see the promise. And the promise, Pastor, the image said it, and Reverend yesterday, that the beginning of the promise of eternal life is everlasting life. So the life that now is everlasting life, doing also the promise of the life that is to come. Have you found it, sir? And a certain ruler asked, saying, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? So the question was eternal life here. Yeah? Let's read it. And just said unto him, why call thou me good? I know it's good, save one that is God, That knoweth the commandment, do not commit adultery. Yeah. Let's move forward because of time. And he said, all this have I kept for my youth up. Now, when Jacob heard this thing, he said unto him, yet lack one thing. Sell all that thou art and distribute it unto the poor, thou shalt have treasure in heaven. That was treasure in heaven, you have riches. So the assurance of that treasure means you shall have riches. But not that, it's not that when you get to heaven, you go to all riches. You are going to now be qualified for treasure, which are the riches that need to come to you. Treasure in heaven. And come and follow me. So we can see that. Come and follow me. So when you are coming to follow me, is when you will start learning Christ. You will take up your cross. For he that will follow me must take up his cross. And to take up cross is to take up the faith. What did I say, church? Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. With Christ. Nevertheless, I live. And not I, but Christ that liveth in me. I mean, Christ has been forming me. Oh, my little children, which I travel again in bed, that Christ be forming you. No longer I that live, but Christ that liveth in me. So the cross is the faith of Galatians 5, where I am crucified to the world, and the world is crucified to me. So the cross is the faith. And when the God says, it's faith unto charity. When the man is using cross, is the faith. So the preaching, Paul was writing the book of Galatians. Is it Galatians 3 or 4? It should be 3. Galatians says, oh, foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you? It's Galatians 3. Oh, foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? So what was the truth here? Before whose eyes Christ have been evidently set for, crucified among you. So Christ crucified is faith. Because, no, don't run. So then verse 2, look at it. Verse 2, sir. So what is Christ? This only will I learn of you, receiving the Spirit by works of the law or by the hearing of faith. So Christ crucified is the hearing and the obeying of faith. Also, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. And I, brethren, when I come to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. Full stop. Damn. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus and him crucified. So what is crucified? Verse 3. And I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. Continue. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing word of my wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power. Continue. Want to go, church? That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. So what is the power of God? Romans chapter 1, 16 to 17. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to the Jew first and to the Gentile. For daring the Lord God will be from faith to faith, as is written, the just shall live by faith. So I don't want to know anything. I determine not to know anything among you except Christ and him crucified. So I don't want to know anything except the faith program running in your life. You see, when you don't understand the cross life, people say crucify life. You can't see crucify life without seeing the faith life. For guys, people see cross. People say cross because people can use. I was telling Pastor Dimeji. And Pastor Tayo. Reverend Ajimati is a man with ways. There are people that teach like Reverend Ajimati. But they use the zest of religion. Woman will for change. But Reverend Thomas is not that. All those that did was he learned on grace. I could read it in it. It was spirit. Okay, design of spirit, ways, training of the spirit. So because faith is the training of the spirit. That's the Spirit going to train you. So I determine not to know anything except Christ and him being crucified among you. So crucifixion is faith program. Then carry your cross. He said, carry your cross and follow me. You must deny yourself. So carry your cross is taking up faith's life.
Take up your cross daily and follow me. So he told that man, go and sell what you have, distribute it to the poor, then come and follow me. So come and follow me. Come and enlist in the plenty of the faith life. Because it is that, it is when you begin to learn. Because the disciple asked him, we have left everything and we have followed you. That's when he now opened the next curriculum, what they are going to come into. Yeah. The man did not follow him, he went away. But the disciple now said, but we have left everything and followed you. Then what shall be our? Oh, he now opened that. You that have followed me, you have two allocations that are going to come into. You are used faith life, then you are ready to prepare yourself for the next two allocations. Let's continue. Look. And now, when Jesus heard this thing, yes, he said, "Nothing. Yeah, like one thing, come and follow me, which is come and learn faith life." Then, let's move to verse 23. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. So he's rich in the world, but he lacked the riches that was supposed to make it of full assurance of understanding, which is the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, the Father, and Christ. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, how ugly shall they that have riches, enter into the kingdom of God, or enter into everlasting and eternal life? Continue. It is easier for a camel, because why? They are rich. And entering into the kingdom of God is also give delivery of riches to you. So, and you can't be rich, and you are not rich towards God. Because when you are coming to God, they that must come to God with believing he is, and say the word of them that did this seeking, you are seeking for riches to come to God. And if you are not rich, you can't come to God. So your present riches will not allow you. It's not only money, you can be rich with idea. You can be rich with so much many learning. That's not learning of God. You can be rich with ambition. There are many, so riches not only money. Riches can be, you can be rich with connections. For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they that heard it said, who then can be saved? Or who can come into salvation? And he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Then Peter said, look at this. Okay. Look, we have left all these things. Or we have sold this thing and distributed to the poor. And I follow thee. So we are keeping the first commandment of take up your cross and follow me. Now I'm trying to use this scripture to establish the doctrine of that Timothy. The godly man is unto a two promises. I just want to labor with what Reverend about the day dawn and the day star arising. So that we can establish more clarity. It's everywhere in the Bible. And it says, verily I say unto you, there's no man that have left houses. He used the word left houses here, but to the man he says sell it. He's talking about the same thing. Selling is living. The left houses, parents, brethren, wife, or children, for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive? Say receive. Receive manifold more in this present time. But when you read Matthew says you will receive hundredfold. So when a man is receiving hundredfold, it's a man that has fully come to everlasting life. That's fullness of joy. It's everlasting joy. Hundredfold. Which, you see, may the Lord forgive us. We have taught the parable of the seed and the sower. The parable of the seed and the sower is parable of everlasting life. Good ground there are Christ at. That can receive the seed of the kingdom of God. If you don't have good ground, those are unfair hearts. Those are that are purified themselves in obeying the truth. That can receive the incorruptible seed. Because the seed is the incorruptible seed that can be sown on that earth. That's the seed of the kingdom of God. Or the seed of the kingdom of heaven. Who shall not receive of the manifold more in this present time? So can you say receive manifold more in this present time? And in the world to come, life everlasting. So, when you look here, you will think that receive many more manifold is talking about is higher. So manifold.
manifold more are in the world to come. The thief cometh to steal, to kill. But I have come that you may have life and have it more, that you can have it abundantly. So you need to have manifold. But you cannot have manifold until you have sold all what you have and distribute to the poor. Then that is when you have a large gain. You gain a life. Then you are ready to receive the next allocation, which is receive many more in this present time and in the world to come. Remember what to come. What to come is not by and by. That is Hebrew 2:5. For they have not called unto the angel, they have not committed the word to come, which we speak. So they want to commit the word to come by speaking to you. They want to receive it. You can receive it by speaking it to you in the world. You will receive much more. He will receive much more. He will receive much more. He shall receive manifold in this present time and in the world to come, life eternal. So in the world to come, or in that, the world to come is a season. So in the world to come, there's a season of life everlasting and a season of what? Life eternal in the world to come. In that economy. 28. Peter began to say unto him, Lord, we have left all and have followed thee. Which is Christ. Carry your cross and follow me. And just answer and say unto him, verily I say unto you, there's no man that have left house, brethren, alabada. Okay. And for my sake and the gospel, he shall receive an hundredfold now in this time. You remember Timothy? The godliness having the promise of life that now is. Or in this time. And so when you have everlasting life, this thing that means really we can really reconcile with some of our brethren that are abusing us is that we should enter into everlasting life. Everlasting life is a reconciler. God happened to Joseph. Joseph was separated from his brethren for a while, but eventually he had them back. Joseph is a model. Is a model of charity work that leads to everlasting. Because they say the blessing of everlasting heal. That's the blessing of his father to him. But he shall receive an hundredfold. So the grant that brings for hundredfold is a man that has come into full everlasting life. Or have come to the fullness of joy. Everlasting, he shall receive an hundredfold in this time, or he shall receive an hundredfold in this life. House, brethren, sister, mother, children, and land, and with persecution. Then, in the world to come, eternal life. So there is receiving of hundredfold, which is everlasting life, and receiving of eternal life. But when you are in this of everlasting life, you have persecution. Yes, sir. Because you can't receive eternal weight of glory without suffering. They are everywhere. So we can see that dawn was the season of everlasting life to them. And that's how they comfort us with the mystery of God, the mystery of the Father, and the mystery of Christ. Christ, Colossians 3:3 says, if you never risen with Christ, see those things that are above. When they say, if you have never been risen with Christ, they are not talking about new birth. That if you have been risen with Christ, that means you have gained height by Christ. Or you are living by the power of the love, the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Then you can now see things that are above. So there's everybody seeking things that are above. So people that can see things that are above are those that have been risen with Christ. That means seeking the things above means seeking everlasting life and seeking eternal life, which is the promise that a godly man can seek.
You cannot tell a carnal man to seek everlasting life. He can't understand it. God has to start with life. That Colossians said, Colossians 3 said, for when Christ, who is our life? So Christ must also be our life. Shall be revealed. So we must see that we need to journey in the mysteries, in the truths, which are revelation, which are light. They are light. I will be closing with this. Give me Isaiah 60. Isaiah 60. The sun shall no longer shine upon you anymore. Neither shall sun, Isaiah 60, maybe around verse 11, 17, somewhere there, or 14. Isaiah 60. Give me 18, sir. Let's look at this, sir. Valor shall no longer be heard in thy land, nor wasting, nor destruction, within thy border. But thou shalt be called thy word salvation, and thy gate praise. The sun shall be no more thy light. You see that there is a time that sun can be thy light. Sun can be thy light. And sun be thy light is Christ. Because there is a sun of righteousness that is meant to heal you. Christ is a healer. Everlasting life is also ill. You find that in the book of Matthew 13, the parable. Let alone their eyes be open, and I shall heal them, or I shall forgive their sin. To heal is to forgive sin. Healing starts with forgiveness of sin, preparing you to receive inheritance among them that are sanctified. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for the blackness shall the moon give light unto thee. But the Lord, this is the Father. But the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light. But it's not only Lord that will be the everlasting light. The God, thy glory. So, Lord, the everlasting light is everlasting life. Or, Lord, there is the mystery of the Father. But just means of Father, God shall be thy glory. Pastor Dimitri was teaching this, is it yesterday or today? You are teaching it as on 2 Corinthians chapter 4 to 5. So we can see that there is an activity, there is light that is everlasting, and there's a light which is the Lord, and it's a glory. That's also light. Glory is also light. There's a glory that's light. God's servant was teaching this. One of the things. It's not the wearing of God, but it's who God is. Which 1 John 2 was separating. John said there is our fellowship with the Father and the Son. Then he moved into the second. God is light. So he was talking about two things. The first one, our fellowship with the Father and the Son. He was talking about which is the Father and his Son. And his Son. The Father and his Son. Then, God, who is light. So, the mystery of God, the mystery of the Father, and the word, the mystery word of Christ. Or, as a light that shines in a dark place, which is Christ. Light shining in a dark place. That place there is our heart and our mind. In our state of carnality. Our carnality is the dark place. That Christ's light must shine and shine and shine until we move into the dawn. In that Hebrew, the gradually they're bringing us into the day of salvation, or the day is approaching. He called in book that Hebrew 10, the day approaching. The day is approaching. The day can approach unto a man. The day approaching. So, but the day can only have the day approaching. When the day starts approaching, we are coming into the season of everlasting light, which is the Lord. the giving of everlasting life, which is the law of the Father or the Son of God. Who do men say the Son of Man is? Thou art the Christ. Come on, the Son. You are not just Christ. The being that I'm looking about is a being that has riches on the inside. He has the riches called Christ. Christ is not the son name of Jesus. It's a building. It's a formation that was done in the man Jesus. You are Christ. You are the Christ. And you are also the Son of the living God. So the Son of the living God means you are a man with everlasting life. You have everlasting life. You don't only have Christ, which is our life, but you also have everlasting life. You are a man that the day has approached you. The day is near to you. Or you are experiencing salvation. These things are written everywhere in the page of the scriptures. When you read Romans chapter 2, you also find the same thing there. Give me Romans 2. Just to finally read Romans 2. Because I don't want us to be confused, because it's not Reverend Musi's message. Apostle laid this thing clearly. Romans 2, give me verse 5. Romans 2, 5. But after the hardness and impenitent heart treasured, or they made themselves rich, themselves unto wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. So the day of the Lord is done. Look at it. Who shall render to every man according to his deeds? To them who by patient continual in well-doing seek for glory, honor, immortality, eternal life. So this is eternal life. But it does not sound like that. Look, read the next, read further. Verse 8. But unto them that are contagious and do not obey the truth. Say, you remember Galatians 4 or 3 that we read. Do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation, anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile. But glory, honor and peace to every man that worketh good. To the Jew first, that is Gentile. So, you make mention, look at here. Glory, honor, and peace. Look at, it's different from what he make mention the other one. Glory, honor, immortality, even eternal life. So, he started with the highest and was teaching the thoughts downward. That there is oppression of honor. Because Joker said honor. Joker said it in book Matthew 15, 16, 17. Say, the glory, my father, you have given me a glory. The glory you gave me, I have given unto them. Now, give me the glory that I have with you before the war began. That eternal life. Eternal life. But the glory that you gave me, I have given to them. I mean, I have given to them everlasting life. But I want eternal life. So, Paul calibrated it this way, those who are seeking for glory, honor, immortality, eternal life. But before you can assess that, there is a work you must keep doing. There is obedience, you must obey truth. And when you obey that truth, you will receive glory, honor, and peace. That peace is everlasting peace. It's not the peace, it's not the life and peace. This one is peace. It's higher. So, these things are clearly laid in the epistle, because he spoke about Christ in Romans 1. This is Romans 2. He weaved it in Romans 1, 19. He began to weave it. He talked about he raised the bar up in Romans 1:19, talking about eternal power and Godhead. The invisible things of God are clearly seen by the things that are made, that man are without excuse. Even his eternal power and Godhead in Romans 1. 20:21. In chapter 2, he now began to break down what he called eternal power of God, or the invisible things of God. He broke them into two. He called it glory, honor, and peace. In there is something. Then he called it glory, honor, immortality, even eternal life. You are just trying to lay the progression of our journey. Have you been blessed this afternoon?
Because we must be well grounded so that nobody confuses us. Okay? Life is life. Everlasting life is dealing with eternal life. They are different. They are different. No Christian has eternal life when he gives his life to Christ. No Christian has everlasting life when he gave his life to Christ. We have life. What they made our spirit, they made our spirit Christ. They didn't make our spirit Christ. It's Christ. We are Christ. Christ. Our spirit is Christ. Our regenerated man, our spirit new man is not eternal life. It's not everlasting life. It's Christ. It's Christ. We are Christ. We are made Christ. We are baptized into Christ. Our spirit, it was Christ. Not everlasting life, not eternal life. It's Christ. Then they want our soul to learn what our spirit is. Then our soul become that. Then when we begin to learn everlasting life, both our spirit and our soul, they are going to be partake of everlasting life. Because Paul will not be lying if you say that we need to be strengthened with mind in our inner man. Yes, it's our inner man can be strengthened, not inward man. Inner man should be strengthened by the riches of the Father. Because some people say our spirit of man is perfect. The spirit of man of every Christian is not perfect. That's why he can die again. It can be strengthened. Even Ephesians chapter 3, right? Said it can be strengthened. It can be chapter 4, it can be strengthened again. The Lord will strengthen us and give us great grace in the name of Jesus. Let us just begin to respond to the Lord this afternoon.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesday for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.